stuff. You should understand that that fire we are talking about, honestly, let's talk about the fire that I'm talking about here. What is the fire? Fire is something that if you go in it, you pass through it, it will burn all your filthy stuff, then your clean and good stuff will go out of it, right? This is what we talk about, right? This was not what it is, this was the function of it. What is it? What will burn my filthy stuff out and will clean me? Knowledge. Water. This water is the fire. That's what it is. That's how it's opposite. For understanding what I'm saying, you have to polish your mirror. You should become a mirror. Why? Because the mirror has no show-off, period. So you have to go through it. And it ended up to say that, okay, to polish, what do you need? Of course you need help, someone to polish it, and you yourself trying to polish it and so on. And remember, it depends what kind of mirror you are. If you are a good material, a little bit polishing will make you shine. If you are not a good material, you need more polishing, period. You cannot say, oh, if it is bad, it doesn't happen. It happens. Do you know the mirror that the Rumi will use? Was it like the mirror we have? This kind of glass, this kind of... Your mirror, whatever it is, could be polished and polished. And polish. What is polishing? Letting go of something, getting rid of something, that's what the polish means, right? So, you will say, oh, if your mirror is really in the root is rotten, then it takes a long, long time to be polished. But if it is a good one, it will be polished, a little bit polish is enough. That was where we left it. Now today we talk about the difference of Apple, the different Apple that we are talking about. Do you remember that in the last paragraph he talked about this Apple? And he said, a little bit of apple is better than all your fasting and praying and all that. So remember, there are two kinds of apple. One is this one. The other one is deep, deep down there. Do you remember, from common sense, we go back to imagination, then hallucination, then talking and discussing about it. Then at the end of it is another Adler, because the basic of Adler means the function of thinking. When you develop it, you change it, will be a different one. It will work differently. Okay, who is the guilty party today? Will, you look like a guilty one. Maybe I have to polish my glasses.
The diversity of intelligences in their nature as originally created, opposed to the Mutazilites, who assert that particular intelligences are originally equal, and that this superiority and diversity is the result of learning and training and experience.
Okay. Did anyone understand it? There is a trick over there. He talks about Mu'tazili. Mu'tazili are a group of the first movement of interpreting what Islam is all about. Because after Muhammad, when the country is built up, now we talk about it. There are different ways of looking at it. One of them, which is famous from the first group, is Mu'tazili. Mu'tazili is something that will vanish because they are violent and they have a very special interpretation. They think that this Aql is the base, period. Whatever you do with this. So interpretation of the Holy Book should be with the wisdom of Aql. Okay, they believe in it that Aql is the base. They somehow go away, and later on their philosophy will be inherited by the Shi'is, some part of it. In Shi'ism, somehow they put away for Aql. Rumi here will explain it to you now. Because they talk about this, and now he said, okay, let's see the differences between the different Aql. How it is, yes.
Know well that intelligences differ thus in degree from the earth to the sky. There is intelligence like the orb of the sun. There is an intelligence inferior to Venus and the meteor. There is intelligence like a tipsy lamp. There is intelligence like a star of fire. Because when the cloud is removed from it, it produces intellects that behold the light of God. The particular intelligence has given the intelligence a bad name.
This needs the explanation, because the word is Avle Josvi, means the little Avle, that this one. Do you remember? This one is the little one, that one is the real big one. You see, this one is giving a bad name to Avle, really, because this is the animalistic one, the little one. Yes?
The particular intelligence has given the intelligence a bad name. Worldly desire has deprived the man of his desire. That, through being a prey, beheld the beauty of the hunting, while this, through being a hunter, suffered the pain of being a prey. The former, through service, gained the pride of lordship, while the latter, through lordship, turned from the path of glory. The latter, through being a pharaoh, was taken captive by the water, while the Israelites, through captivity, became 100 surahs. It is a topsy-turvy game and a terrible quandary. Do not try cunning. It is a matter of favor and fortune.
That's it. All was to explain this, that, remember, everything looks opposite. Because, yes, being... to serve the king is good or bad, depends. Some will be bad, some will be good. Because why? Because these are not the same. That is the point. There is differences between this apple and that one. Somebody's thinking is high there, somebody's is low down there. And nobody thinks about that good one, because this bad one, which is functioning, is ruining the name of this intelligence and Aql. Yes?
Do not weave plots in vain imagination and cunning, for the self-sufficient one does not give way to the contriver. Contrive in the way of one who serves God well, that you may gain the position of a prophet in a religious community. Contrive that you may be delivered from your own contrivance. Contrive that you may become detached from the body.
You see, all is talking about the trick. You are tricky. You do this, you do that. So, do the tricks to be better. Think about the outcome of it, because you are doing something, no matter what. Even if you keep quiet, you're doing something. You're having a position. So think about what you're doing. Yes?
Contrive that you may become the meanest slave. If you enter into meanness, you will become lordly. Never, O old wolf, practice foxiness and perform service with the purpose of lordship. But rush into the fire like a moth. Do not hoard up that. Play for love. Renounce power and adopt piteous supplication. Mercy comes towards piteous supplication, O dervish.
This is it. Normally, the brain, the intelligence, is telling the animals what? To be powerful. Have the good stuff around you. Here we say, let go of that. Let go of everything and be the poor. Why? Because there is something coming from somewhere else to us. And that source will give the good stuff to the people who are less arrogant. They are not like Pharaoh. They are down to earth. So learn from that. Let go of the power. Be ready to receive that tenderness which is coming from above. Yes?
The piteous supplication of one sorely distressed and athirst is real. The piteous cold supplication of falsehood is proper to the miscreant.
Okay, what is the crying out? We say, crying out. There is somebody who is crying out for not having something. There is something who is crying out because he is not the best he could. These are two different sensations here. The first one, which is the Joseph one, is the trick. All the brothers of Joseph were crying that, they knew they killed the guy, they put it in the well, remember? But they are crying. He said, okay, that's one sort of crying. And there is another one. This is what we want to talk about. Now, stop this story. What was the story? Remember, because this is how it goes, book 5. It's the peacock story, right? Then we stop the peacock story to explain that, look around you, everything is upside down. You should understand better. Then, now we stop this explanation, let's go to an Arab and a dog.
Let me just do the last masnavi here.
Yep.
The weeping of Joseph's brethren is a trick, for their hearts are full of envy and infirmity. Now to the Arab. Story of the Arab of the desert, whose dog was dying of hunger, while his wallet was full of bread. He was lamenting over the dog and reciting poetry and sobbing and beating his head and face. And yet he grudged the dog a morsel from his wallet.
It's like a joke. And he explained it just like that. Yes, there is this guy, and he has a dog, he's working, and the dog is skinny and doesn't have anything to eat, he's dying. And the fellow will say, what do you have in your bag? And he say, bread and food, stuff like that. He said, okay, why don't you give it to the dog? He say, I like that dog, but not that much. I like my bread more. That's what it is. This is the joke. Now, listen how it goes. Yes.